Hello everyone and welcome back to the Flawed Podcast. My name is Peter Larsson and in this educational, inspirational, motivational episode we'll talk about greasing the groove. Golf, tango, golf. And for the Swedes out there, this would be something about smörjspåret. Greasing the groove is a protocol to help you increase strength. It was invented by Pavel Tsatsulin. And Pavel Tsatsulin was not the inventor of the kettlebell, but he made it very popular. And then CrossFit brought it in the standard protocol for CrossFit. And that made it explode. And now you cannot go into a gym without seeing kettlebells, for instance. But let's skip kettlebells for now. And this Pavel Tsatsulin guy invented greasing the groove in some of his books. I read some of them. I would recommend Enter the Kettlebell, for instance. And he may also mention strength as a skill. And this concept is, you could consider it a supplement to your normal training. So let's take push-ups that you want to increase your amount of unbroken push-ups. You have 10 today. So in this greasing the groove concept, you're not gonna do 10 push-ups in any single session during the day, but you're gonna do 2 or 3, maybe top 5, during spread out through the day. So let's say you're working in front of the computer, and then you'll have a 5-minute break. Then you do your 3 push-ups. And then you go back to the computer, and then you take a break. Or every time you sit down slash stand up, every time you have a meeting, every time you open the door, etc. You could bring this concept to anything. And it doesn't have to be strength. But this episode will focus about strength. But since strength is a skill, let's agree, it could be applied to anything. If you want to learn Rubik's Cube, the piano, the crosswords, French, Spanish, anything, and you could implement in a similar fashion. And the last thing you should do in your last greasing the groove session, you should blast the groove. And that means you should do the last reps very, very slow in the negative part. In this case, when we're talking about push-ups, when you lower yourself. And this creates an intense contraction and stimulates the synaptic potentiation. Don't do blast the groove, meaning negative, if you're gonna have then dedicated workout afterwards. So the blasting the groove part is a bit, you know, not controversial, but you know, negative reps is very strength building, but it's also breaking up a lot of muscle fibers. So be careful with that. But let's, now when you understand the concept, let's bring back to what happens when you lift something. Your body tells, or sorry, your mind tells your muscles to contract. From the nervous system, they send a signal to the muscle fibers, and then you repeat this movement pattern over and over again. And then after a while, you develop these patterns. So let's consider that you're walking through a field. The field has a very high grass. You start to walk, you build a path. Next day, you walk again, etc. This is how you build neurons and develop motor patterns in your brain as well. And what happens if you do it a lot is that this small path, trail, will expand to a highway. And this highway will, in your brain, it's called myelination. We mentioned that before, but when the neurons become more and more efficient, this process is called myelination. And it happens through repetition, use it or lose it, remember? The faster your nerve cells can fire, the faster your muscles will contract. And after a while, this gets easier and easier and more natural. And then when I say natural, it looks easy and fluid. And this is when you see professionals. I thought about Stephen Curry, a basketball professional in Golden State Warriors. Very famous guy. He moves very well. He shoots very well. It looks so easy, but then when you try to shoot a three, it's not so easy for you. And this is because you haven't these efficient neuromuscular motor patterns in your brain. And there's two ways to get strong. The first one is to progressively lift higher, heavier weights. This causes a microtrauma in the muscle fibers, and then the fibers recover and then rebuild. And this is, you know, from Hans Selye with the stress cycle, stress adaptation. Stress something, then you adapt, then you stress more, etc. The other way is to regularly do strength by lighter reps, lighter weight, more often than you would a heavy workout. This teaches also the muscle fibers to fire more effectively. And this brings us back to greasing the groove. So instead of, you know, exploding the groove, we're greasing it. Smörjer. So that was a very high level of greasing the groove. Low reps, low weight, and it can be anything. For instance, handstand. Let's say you want to get a freestanding handstand for 2 minutes, but now you only have 10 seconds or something like that. Kick up to the wall for 5 seconds, kick down, and then next session, do something similar, do that for a week. Next week, increase it by 5 to 10, 20%, depending on, and then you go that, do that until it's done. And what you should do, I'm going to leave at this, is focus on perfection. We talked about this in the episode where I mentioned the CrossFit Level 3 and all the domains and the path there. It is extremely important to learn motor efficiency and focusing on moving correctly. And I'm saying this also to myself because I also sometimes take shortcuts. But everyone knows that practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. So you want to program your movement and your neuromuscular system as perfectly as possible. And since you have a lot of time using greasing the groove, you don't warm up, you do it, you know, directly. You're not gonna crank out super fast anyway. So this is how you should think about it. All right, and to finish off, in CrossFit we say mechanics, consistency, and then intensity. So meaning mechanics to move perfect, or as close to perfect as you can, that later you can improve on intensity. So this hooks in, the mechanics and the consistency part hooks into the greasing the groove. So for this week, try to find a skill you want to learn, and I would suggest something strength related, movement related. Pull-ups, push-ups, squats, maybe deadlift with a kettlebell, maybe handstands, and implement greasing the groove. And don't overdo it, like do 50 sessions one day, just do 5 sessions, or do it every time you stand up, and then aim for 5 for the first week, and then increase that for the coming weeks. Tell me how it is going. This can also be applied to any area, any domain that you want to improve on. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next class.